Today on Gardening in a Minute, the crepe myrtle. The crepe myrtle is ideal for north and central Florida landscapes due to its heat and drought tolerance and prolific summer blooming. Crepe myrtles flower as early as May and can bloom into the fall. Flower clusters develop on new growth and are composed of hundreds of blossoms in shades of purple, white, pink, or red. Crepe myrtles are versatile plants that love the sun. They're most commonly grown as small trees, but dwarf and other varieties are available. You can prune your crepe myrtle in the winter to shape it or to encourage larger blooms. Be gentle with your crepe myrtle and avoid removing large limbs. Even during the cool months when your crepe myrtle is bare, it still adds interest to the landscape with smooth, beautiful bark. For more information about crepe myrtles and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, caring for houseplants while away. Many of us travel during the warm months of the year. We can send our pets to the kennel, but what do we do with our houseplants? If you can't get someone to check on your plants every few days, you can still be worry-free when you leave town. Self-watering wicks available at garden supply stores are a great option. These wicks go into a container of water on one end and into the soil of the plant on the other. The wick automatically draws up as much water as your plant needs. Other options are fully automated watering systems, gorgeous plant watering balls, and watering probes. All of these systems meter out water according to the plant's needs and can be used even when you're in town. For more information about houseplants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the summer garden. Vegetable gardening in Florida is fun and easy, and if you're up for the heat and humidity, you can even grow veggies in the summer. A handful of vegetables will do well in the summer heat, including sweet potatoes, southern peas, cherry tomatoes, and okra. And some spring crops, like peppers and eggplant, may continue into the summer. As long as plants are healthy, there is no need to remove them if they're still producing fruit. If you prefer to give your garden a rest during the summer, take advantage of the summer sun to solarize the soil. This kills nematodes, weeds, and other harmful pests with heat. Your summer garden can continue to provide delicious food or take a needed rest. Either way, summer can be a productive time. For more information about summer gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Tangelos. Tangelos are a popular type of citrus that are the result of a cross between tangerine and a grapefruit. Two varieties are typically available, both of which are sweet and juicy. Orlando tangelos are medium in size and have a yellowish-orange skin that may be tough to peel. Mineola tangelos are slightly larger and have a reddish-orange skin that peels easily. They also have a bell-like shape, which has earned them the nickname honeybells. Tangelos are fairly cold-hardy, which makes them suitable for many parts of Florida. The tree can grow quite large, so be sure to leave plenty of room. Tangelos aren't very self-fertile, so it helps to have a compatible citrus tree nearby, like Temple, Sunburst, or Fall Glow, to ensure good pollination and high fruit yields. For more information about tangelos and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, using color in the landscape. Everyone loves color in the landscape, but it can be overused, leading to visual chaos. Choose your colorful accents carefully and make them the focal point of your garden. One option is to choose colors from the same family, like cool blue and purple, or warm yellow and red. You can also pick colors for contrast, or simply choose a color you like. Although annuals and perennials are popular, don't overlook the flowers, foliage, and fruit of trees, shrubs, and vines as color sources. Consider color not only in plants, but also in hardscape elements like arbors and brightly colored pots. These features can be painted or come in a variety of hues to complement plantings. Remember that colorful accents can change with the seasons, so plan for color throughout the year. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.